Hey.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. Just so you know, I was just pulling
out of Nazareth Academy, giving some sort of award out.
Oh, good.
So I just missed your car. Literally just got in the car.
I had Richie on the phone. He had two more in and out of his office, so you know. I called Kenny Snyder today because of the container tax and moving forward, and rumor is Darryl's trying to move it out of committee. Okay? So I told Kenny Snyder, I said, Kenny, you need a 2 week. He said, well, they're looking June 16th. I said, no, you want to move it June 9th. Okay? You want to get it done June 9th. I said, the soda industry is going to get, big gulps are going to go free, and bottles of water are going to get 15 cents. I say, come on, it's just so fucking stupid. Somebody's got to be calling editorial board. Somebody's got to be doing what they got to do. And I said, just got to get votes. Now, I'm going to try to get Cindy Bass with me and Ryan for lunch. Right? And I don't think Ryan feels Cindy Bass all the time because I think they're so on Team Sherelle, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to try to get her. Okay?
Okay.
And for lunch today and try to talk to her. And then I got a couple things that, you know, it's crazy in town. But I called Kenny Snyder. I said, Kenny, you need a 2 week campaign here, man. I said, you just can't have Bobby. And I said, you got to have Bobby in a room with Darryl and Jimmy. And I think they're meeting today. So you should try to wedge yourself into that room. You're on your way over to see Richie, right? Richie thinks you're coming over to see him and Tumar and everybody.
At some point, I'm up in the Northeast working my way in town, yeah. So I'll be headed right down there, yes.
Yeah. Well, when you get there, I think there's a meeting with Jimmy and Darryl today. Call Jimmy and say, if there's a meeting with you and Darryl, put me in a room.
All right. Listen, my plan was to go see Darryl today and say, what the fuck's your end game here? What are you trying to do? Like, be straight up with him.
Yeah.
Or should I continue to ignore him? What do you think?
No,
I'm going to go in and tell him. Just call it what it is.
I go in and say, hey, listen, don't look. You don't have to worry. Mayors do well fighting us. Mutter proves that. They don't get shit done, but they politically, they fucking do well. You got a fucking guy here, his first, and they say, listen, you could, I mean, if he says something, say, Darryl, you fucking get asked to be mayor. You know, I'd be doing the same thing if you were the fucking mayor. You know?
Right.
Look, Darryl ain't like, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, eventually, you know, you win one, you lose two. You know?
Mm-hmm.
With Honigman and them, eventually going to make a mistake, you know?
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not sure what the Teamsters are up to or have been up to, but they've been really quiet. Like when I came out last week and said that, they were like very. They didn't say a word. They didn't have an expression on their face. They didn't anything. So. And what they're doing, just so you know, I mean, not that it's a big deal, they've had for weeks now, you know, like robocall neighbor, you know, connecting people to council offices like for 2 hours a day, jamming up all their phone lines.
Right.
And in different neighborhoods, and people don't even know why they're calling.
Right. And Al and Dom, okay?
Yep, they met with yesterday.
Who met with them yesterday?
All right, so I went Angler and I think Rob DeBow, and you know, we could be talking about third party tax lien thing, having him be in front of us. I said to Alan on Friday, all right, when we did this bike to work thing, I don't even know why I went, but I did. But I got a chance to talk to him. I said, look it, I said, you could do some real good stuff to give you like real things that you've been. You campaigned on that's been important to you for a long, long time that weren't able to get done. You get it done right now. I said, but the only way you get it done is if you're there for 2 cents. Otherwise, you're out, and someone else will get credit for it, and then you'll just be on the outside looking in. I said, now's the time to do it. I said, cut your deal. Go for 2 cents. Take credit. Have the press announcement this week. So that's what they were talking about, and they want to fill me in today on it.
Well, make sure you get in the middle of it, okay?
Oh, I am.
I got it. I'm just, you know.
Kenyatta probably needs a little, not that he won't be there at the end. I think he needs maybe a little, like, hug.
He needs a hug.
You know.
Let him know that once you get this stuff, there's going to be a ton of major league jobs that his wife are more than qualified for.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. You need me with Cindy. Let me know. If not,
Just get me Cindy's number.
Yep. I'll be in and around City Hall all day.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Yep.
Bye.